watched the other man still down there. Gradually, he stopped moving his arms and legs. I am sorry to say that by the time I shouted for someone to go in after him, it was too late. The poor man had sunk even deeper and could not be reached. By royal decree, I have now forbidden anyone from our fleet to dive for treasure. Perhaps Neptune and Poseidon want to keep it for themselves.
Just as Cleopatra referred to the god Dionysus a few pages back, she's now referring to Neptune and Poseidon, the god of the sea. Neptune and Poseidon are actually the Roman and Greek names for the same god. Continue reading at the third full paragraph on page 66, which starts, "This morning."
This morning, father's guards rowed him to shore in the little lifeboat, and he is now sleeping on the beach in the warm sunshine. The island is inhabited with a light-skinned people with brown eyes and brown hair, friendly, but not curious about our royal flags. Their language is similar to Latin, but hard for me to understand, so we just smile and gesture to one another. As I reflect, it is possible that some of them are descended from shipwrecked sailors. Puzo is suffering with a bad cold, so I have given him the day off to rest. Thus, Neva and I spent the afternoon by ourselves. The waves are small, just to our ankles, and perfect for swimming, but I wanted to do so without father's guards staring at me. These men are tall Dinkas with ebony skin,